Comments from the interim chief of the Seattle Police Department are causing concern for a Seattle legal organization. They say some remarks from Harry Bailey about a recent officer-involved shooting will make it harder for investigators to do their jobs. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The Seattle Police Department had two officer-involved shootings within 2 days in January. In one of them, Detective John Huber fired two rounds at a man named Mohammed Abdi Jurado after police say he was seen pointing a gun at people in Belltown. Police said they told Jurado to put down his gun and shot him in the buttocks when he refused. Jurado was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting has been seen as a test of SPD's new policies to monitor and investigate its use of force. At a press briefing, Bailey was asked to comment on the fact that Jurado was shot while turning away from the officer.
For me, it is not a concern. From the briefing that I got is when this officer arrived on the scene, that suspect was facing him. So if there is a message at all, it would be he's an extremely lucky man right now that he was shot in the lower extremities as opposed to being dead right now.
Seattle's Public Defender Association condemned Bailey's statement in a letter issued last week. Lawyers said SPD's commitment to reform could be undermined by Bailey's comments, which appear to prejudge the investigation. The association said it has formed no view on whether the shooting was appropriate. That's a determination that will be made by SPD's Firearms Review Board. No one at SPD was immediately available to respond to the association's concerns. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.